Really good one.
Pretty good.
Yeah, really good one.
I was out in Nevada, so I was on 4 days vacation. I was watching Pirates Digital Media. I'll give a shout out to Rick.
Hey, yeah, they do a good job.
I was watching the end of that game that you had against Southwestern when you got on there and you said, "Boy, that makes me sick."
That was tough.
that was a tough loss.
Yes, it was. Yeah, that was a tough one. And
you got him back Saturday, though.
You got him back Saturday with kind of the same thing. Yeah. It was crazy, you know, for same teams. Similar situations, buzzer beaters on both ends. It was pretty wild. So
yeah, I had a high school coach who kind of, I remember this phrase where you kind of get into the habit if you have a team and you say, you know, sometimes you got to smell the roses more and look at the warts.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I kind of feel like that. And looking at your team, you kind of look and say, oh, they're not great here, they're not great there. But boy, by the end of the night, Coach, you guys are going to find a lot of ways to win more than lose.
We are, yeah. Tough games and tough situations. And some of those situations we're putting ourselves in. And other ones, it's just we've just been scrapping and doing what we can. And, you know, obviously we want that late February, March form, and we're not there yet. And so sometimes we just got to adjust and stuff. And, we've been up and down, if you ask me, but at the same time, you know, we'll take it for the most part. So
I'll tell you, by Saturday, I went over to Albany and I did the Platte Valley Princeton game.
Yeah,
that Platte Valley team is good.
Seen them play. They're pretty good. Yeah,
Coach
Coach Richmond was here this morning talking and said they were pretty dang good. So.
Well, and it's easy to say that when I think they hit 7 threes against Princeton in the first quarter.
Yeah. Oh, wow. First quarter.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That is pretty easy.
Yeah.
I've heard they got some players. I know Princeton has a couple players this year.
Oh, so yeah. Talon Holt.
Mm-hmm.
He can get after it.
Yeah.
The problem with that is when, you know, Talon Holt just, if you're Platte Valley, you kind of have enough to frustrate a kid who's that good.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You got enough around you and stuff.
That's a good basketball team. Yeah, in the long run, too, I think, you know, Coach Collins probably say this. You want to play teams like that early.
Yep.
Sometimes it's like tough medicine, but it'll make you better from
both. It does. You know, iron sharpens iron, all that stuff. And, yeah, you're exactly right. Like, you know, sometimes you want to get tested early, and you always want to come out on top. But, hey, if you don't, hopefully you get better because of it.
So I get back to my office Saturday night. I said, you know what? I think Coach E and his team, they played today. Mm-hmm. So I bring it up. There's about 8 minutes ago in the second half. I said, this is not going well. We're down by about 14 points.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, obviously, the story at Allen County from their story was you started rebounding and you hit free throws.
Was it
a little bit of the same thing up at Southwestern?
Really was the same thing, yeah, yeah. And I thought we applied better pressure at Southwestern the last 6 minutes than we had the whole game, and that kind of, you know, determines our run, and we started getting some positive momentum and just kept rolling. But yeah, you know, it all comes down to defense and rebounding, allowing one or two, hopefully just one shot, and then I think our guys are pretty good when we get out in transition. We got to get stops.
You had a team 2-3 years ago. Remember, they were ranked number one in the country for 6 weeks. They just out talented people, and they worked hard. I don't want to say that.
Yeah,
but there was a lot of talent.
Did, but there was some talent.
Yeah. This year's team, you know, they're in a lot of scrums. Is it kind of a team that you look at and say, boy, I like the moxie of this team, because if there's 5 minutes left and we're tied, I feel like that we get in a dogfight and find a way?
For the most part, yeah. Yeah, you know, and we've been in a lot of dogfights and stuff. I still think we need to learn and get better in a lot of aspects with that. But, you know, I love the potential of this team and what we could be. But yeah, you know, I at least we're not laying down. That's for sure. At least we're not laying down. Now, why are we getting ourselves in that situation all the time? We got to figure that out. So
there's a team down in Columbia that Coach Gates has.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, what, 8-0, 9-0?
I think so.
Some team named KU coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, Division II school or something.
Yeah.
I think it's like
KU at Lawrence or something like that. Yeah.
But that's going to be interesting. Unfortunately, we play at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Our DVR is going to be working.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me the score.
Yeah.
I'll be watching that about 10 o'clock at night.
Gotcha. Yeah. It's going to be a good one.
I brought up Mizzou because they're winning a lot of games, 190, where, I mean, they're just lighting up scoreboards, but they're getting a lot of teams that are shooting it well. I know SEMO shot it really well against them on Sunday. I'm going to guess that Central Methodist team Monday really shot it well.
They did. They had 8 threes in the first half, shot it well, and they just had good shooters, and we didn't do a good job identifying them. We didn't do a good job of stopping them, getting a hand up, making them uncomfortable, and that led to us being uncomfortable for the entire game, where you know, ideally we could have got a little better, bigger of a lead and stuff. So.
You have a kid who's really been, you know, he didn't play the most on the roster, but he's been a, you know, rock solid member of your program. What is it? What, how fun is it to see a kid like DeMarcus get that game winner?
That was awesome, you know, because yeah, he's put in the work, and you know, sometimes he gets opportunities and sometimes he doesn't. You never really see him complain about it. Mope his head, he just goes about his business, and you know, for him to get that on Saturday was just awesome because he certainly earned it. He's a good kid.
You have the type of roster. I kind of got this sense when I was putting together the women's roster for the game tonight. You look at Highland, I think they have the rising girl gets about 14 a game, but they have a lot of 6 a game, 7 a game, 8 a game, 9 a game, 5 a game. But that adds up. By
yep.
the end of the night, you're about 75.
Yep.
You kind of have that sort of roster this year.
Yeah, we do, which I like. I really enjoy, you know, having a roster where it's kind of unpredictable in a sense. And we probably weren't like that last year with Colton and with Isaiah and stuff. And you know, I think we are a little more unpredictable this year, which is good to an extent, you know, unless we get to the first half tonight and we can't score the ball and we need somebody to get there. But I got, you know, faith that we have guys who can step up. But I do like that. I don't know how many guys we have averaging double figures. I know we had 5 or 6 in double figures on Monday. And, you know, I do like that team aspect.
I'll tell you why. Yeah, for those that aren't familiar with your roster, about the most consistent first-year guy that you have, mm-hmm. Nelson Reynolds.
He's
comes
been
in.
Well.
He, if he gets open looks,
yep.
most of the time
yeah.
they're going down.
Yeah, knock on wood. He has a pretty, pretty shot and shoots it well and not afraid to shoot the thing. And so, yeah, he does a really good job. And, you know, he certainly helped us and got us. Put us in some good spots, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mentioned at the front of the broadcast tonight, too, you have 4 teams tonight. Women's game, you got 6-3 North Central, 8-4 Highland.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are sitting at 9-4, and, you know, 7-5 junior college. That's not bad for Highland. You got 4
yeah.
pretty good teams here tonight.
4 good teams. It's, you know, end of semester, and our last home game of the year. The women have one more. And it's 4 good teams out there, and that was a good first half with the women. And good to see them pull ahead a little bit at the end. We'd love to get more of these, and we do second semester, but first semester sometimes they're hard to get.
When we are going head-to-head with MUKU down in Overland Park, you're going to be playing a pretty good team. Mm-hmm. You've had some really memorable games the last 5 years with the Cavaliers.
We
I
have.
Know they're good this year.
Yeah, they are, good. And, you know, we beat them in overtime here, but they almost hit a shot at the buzzer to beat us here, and they got a score. You know, you talk about it, somebody that – you know he's going to get buckets every single night and stuff. They have a scorer and Tamir Jackson. And then they got some bigs around him that are really, really good too. So just a really good scoring team. Do a lot of good stuff. Really well coached. And so they're going to give us a handful. They're going to get a handful tonight. So.
Yeah. When I talked to Jenny last week, and this was something that the Lady Pirates had last year, and I think I'm starting to see it develop this year, if this Lady Pirate team gets hit in the mouth, they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a little chip on their shoulder, mm-hmm. especially if they get a rematch against somebody as they did against KCK a couple mm-hmm. of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Is that something that you're seeing develop with your guys, that the amount of intensity that the guys play with and just, you know, playing for respect, playing for each other? Do you see that developing?
I hope so. I think so. But, at the same time, we're still pretty young. And, you know, I think it does develop on game days. Where I would like to see it more develop is every single day in practice mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And I think that's where Jenny, they have such a good team because they're veterans. You know, Nora and Kay Crow and all of them, they're just veterans, have been there, and they understand that everyday type mentality. And we're still learning to get there. But I think in game days, yeah, we certainly have that, that as the kids would say now, that dog in them
yeah.
and stuff. And, you know, that... just that mindset and stuff. But love for it to be every single day.
Yeah, and I think the word I was looking for is just competitiveness.
Yes, for
yeah,
sure, for sure.
You know what? If you're playing basketball at this level and you don't have a little bit of competitiveness in this, you probably should find something else to do
yep.
with your life.
Yep, that's the truth. That's the truth, yeah. You really should. And so, yeah, you got to be competitive at everything. And, it's just that you're exactly right. To compete, and not only compete in a game, but it's every single possession we have to compete. Every time down the trip, we have to compete. And so we're still learning that.
This last week and a half, 2 weeks between now and Christmas break, because you want to go into that break with kind of a good taste in your mouth going into January. How important is it obviously you want to win, but how important is it to just have a really good rhythm and kind of pick things up?
Yeah, I think it's super important to, you know, and we're going to lose momentum no matter what. We have such a long break always and all that stuff. So, but you'd rather lose momentum on a high than lose momentum on a low. And so, yeah, we're going to, you know, there's going to be some stuff that we have to reevaluate and go over after break. But at the same time, you know, we want to end on a high note, and, you know, it's sounds better when you're talking to recruits. It sounds better when you're going home and talking to family and all that stuff. So, you know, we want to finish this week strong.
Yeah, and for those that are not familiar, and I covered this conference back 20 years ago, you got Highland and Knights, and you got Johnson County on Saturday. Those are members of the Jayhawk Conference.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I tell you what, if there is a better conference in JUCO men's basketball in this country, I haven't seen it. Everybody in that conference can play.
They certainly can. Yeah, you know, you go one to seven, 1-8, whatever. They're very, very good. And, you know, I think the only one that I know right now that rivals them is the Iowa Conference.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty talented. DMAC, Ellsworth's top 10, and or was top 10, and Kirkwood and all that.
That Ellsworth team. They're 10-0. Is it possible that you played the number one team in the country? Would they have your vote at this point?
You know, they're up there. They lost two games.
Okay, they did.
KCK got them on the road, and then they lost to Iowa Western on the road. But we haven't faced a team as good as them. Maybe Moberly, but we haven't. You know, we really haven't faced a team. They're long. They're talented. They have really good guards. They're pretty good.
I was going off of last week's.
Yeah. I think fourth last week.
You guys anywhere in the poll this week?
We're not. We're still fighting.
A little chip on the shoulder there.
Yeah.
A little chip on the shoulder.
I hope so.